Now, these 3D printed scaffolds sound absolutely insane. Can you explain to us exactly how they work?
Yeah, so what we do is we work in an area which is called regenerative medicine, and we try to regenerate tissues. And one way to do this is that we use scaffolds, which are 3D printed. So what we can do is that, for example, if there is a breast cancer patient who has a mastectomy, which means that the breast is removed, then normally the plastic surgeon at a later stage would implant a silicone implant, which would be a permanent implant. So what we do is that we build patient-specific scaffolds, which have a specific shape to the patient, a volume. And this is based on that we take either laser scans or photogrammetric photos of the breast. And then we do modeling in the computer. And then we can send this to our 3D printer. And then the printer prints a scaffold, which is biodegradable. And then in the operation theater, the plastic surgeon would combine the scaffold, which would give the tissue the volume and the shape, with the patient's own tissue.
Wow.
And then after two or 3 years, the scaffold would degrade and the patient would be left behind with his own tissue and not with a permanent implant.
This is amazing. So it's essentially regrowing the breast back after it's been taken out in a mastectomy.
Correct.
Am I correct in saying that the bio ink that's used with the 3D printing, it's kind of used from the patient's own materials, like through liposuction and some muscle as well?
Well, almost correct. Not the ink. The ink is actually, it's a polymer.
Okay.
It is the same polymer which is used in suture materials. So today, if you have an injury and you go to the doctor and he's suturing your wound, you do not need to go back to take the sutures out because the sutures degrade in the body.
Mm.
And we use the same material as an ink, but then we combine the scaffold with the liposuction.
Wow.
So the scaffold has a 80-90% porosity, and that porosity is filled with the patient's own tissue, which comes from a liposuction procedure. Correct.
And there is, of course, the possibility to then infuse this with chemotherapy drugs too.
Yes. So our what we call a second and third generation of scaffolds allows us to load now the polymer with the chemo drug.
Wow.
And this has the advantage that we can do now a local treatment, because after the removal of the breast, there will be often radiation and there will be systemic chemo treatment, which has a lot of side effects. So with this local treatment, we hope that the chemo drugs can be either completely avoided or the systemic delivery would be much, much lower with less side effects, because we would be able, with the chemo drug on the scaffold, to get all the cancer cells which are left in that region.
This is absolutely incredible. This is going to mean such shorter treatment times for patients. It's going to mean that mastectomy patients can have their breasts back as well. How soon are we going to see this in patients? When will you start trials?
So we have been working on this concept for 5-6 years.
Wow.
And I was very lucky that I received a grant last year from the Queensland government. And with this additional funding, we can do the work that we can start clinical trials by mid to end year 2018.
This is incredible. This is going to change the lives of so many breast cancer patients. Do we see this being applicable to other types of cancers as well, potentially?
Yes. So in principle, other tissues like bone or skin can be treated also with scaffolds. Then we would change the chemo drugs, we would change the polymer, but it would be in principle that we apply the 3D printing technology also to other patients. And as you said, it's a very rewarding research field, I have to say. Myself and my students, we are very motivated because we can see at the end that our research really leads to the benefit of the patient and society.
It's going to change lives. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and sharing a little bit of your work.
Thanks for having me.
Most horrific thing for someone to have to go through. And if we could cut that time down, if we could give women their boobs back, I think that this is going to be amazing. I can't wait until clinical trials and until this becomes available for so many very deserving people out there. It's coming up on 30 minutes past 9 a.m. Got some music to play for you from Big Thief. It's called Objects. Good morning, everyone.